by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
There are four types of people: those who are born as Muslims and they pass away as Muslims. And then there are those who, meaning everybody is born as a Muslim, but those who are born in a Muslim household, and then they also pass away as a Muslim, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make those of us who are born in a Muslim household, those of us with Iman, may He grant us death upon Iman. Because this is the most important thing. Secondly, there are those people who are born in a non-Muslim household and they pass away also as non-Muslims, they also pass away in disbelief. There are those people who are born, sadly, yes, this is true, this is the reality. There are some people who are born in a Muslim household, but they pass away as non-Muslims. They pass away with disbelief. And then the fourth type are those people who are born in a non-Muslim household, but they pass away in such a state that they have belief, that they have Iman. My dear viewers, there are four types. And this is reality. Just because you are born in a Muslim household does not mean you shall die with Iman. Iman, my dear viewers, is the protector of your wealth, meaning your good deeds. Iman is your safe. Iman is your security guard. Iman is your deposit box, your bank, your protection. If you do not have Iman, if you lose your Iman, if you are going to hold it in your hand openly for somebody to rob it from you, if you are going to open or keep open your Iman for the shaitan to rob you, meaning to give in to the shaitan, then all of your deeds shall go to waste. This is what we must understand. If a person has no Iman, he has no deeds. He has no good deeds. His good deeds are ruined. He loses his good deeds. And such a person is destined for the fire of hell. My dear viewers, the first and most important thing is Iman. Safeguarding your Iman. How do you safeguard your Iman? By refraining from sins, by refraining from those things which are, yes, sins. Why? Because first it begins as sins and then it moves further. Meaning then a person becomes so bad, and especially nowadays, you know, in the world of comedy, people mock the ulama, people mock Islam.